In the news this month: proof of high-energy X-rays from nearby binary system, evidence of the progenitor of a Type 1A supernova discovered, and simulations of Martian water flows replicate surface features. Located a mere 8,000 light-years away, Eta Carinae is a hypergiant star more than 100 times the mass of the Sun. The system is now known to be a binary, consisting of a luminous blue variable, the primary star in the system, and a massive late-type, nitrogen-rich companion star. Both stars are losing large amounts of mass at high speeds. The primary star, responsible for most of the visible nebulosity, is losing large amounts of material at speeds of up to 500 kilometers per second, while the secondary loses mass at 3 times that speed. Together, the two stars lose as much mass as there is in the planet Earth each day. As this electrically charged material is ejected, it speeds away from the stars and some of it interacts between the two stars. This is known as a wind collision, and there are only a handful of these sorts of systems known in our galaxy. Theory predicts that these high-speed interacting winds should produce high-energy X-rays from a strong shockwave produced in the high-temperature collision region between the two stars. Until now, however, there has been no direct evidence for this. Now, astronomers using the European Space Agency's Integral satellite have discovered the first unambiguous evidence of high-energy X-rays coming from the collision region in the Eta Carinae system. In a paper in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, Jean-Christophe Leder from the University de Liège in Belgium describes how he and his team used many observations with the Integral satellite to detect the high-energy X-rays coming from this collision region within the Eta Carinae system. In this region, the high-energy electrons in the stellar winds are accelerated in a local magnetic field before colliding with surrounding photons and, in turn, accelerating them up to much higher energies through a process known as inverse Compton scattering. Although Integral detected photons with energies up to 100 kiloelectron volts, it is likely that some photons are accelerated up to much higher energies, outside the range which Integral can detect. Next-generation instruments on future satellites may be able to detect this emission. Type 1A supernovae are important tools in cosmology, as they can be used to measure the expansion of the universe. The general model, which is widely accepted, is that the exploding star is a white dwarf in a binary system, but the exact mechanism behind this explosion is not clear, and this uncertainty could lead to problems in using them in precise studies of cosmology. There are two main types of model which have been proposed for the underlying explosion mechanism. One model says that the white dwarf accretes material from a larger, less evolved binary companion until it exceeds a critical mass known as the Chandrasekhar mass. At this point, the star collapses and explodes catastrophically as a supernova. In the second model, two white dwarfs merge and collapse before again exploding catastrophically. Determining which model is correct is difficult without direct observations of a progenitor, the system that caused the explosion. In the first class of model, the steady transfer of mass onto the white dwarf and the subsequent ongoing fusion on the surface of the tiny star should produce soft X-ray emission, which is detectable even from binary systems in other galaxies. The second class of model is harder to detect. Both of the white dwarfs are faint enough that without current instruments, they cannot be detected outside the Milky Way. Now, Rasmus Voss and colleagues have discovered a soft X-ray emitting object in archival images at the exact location of the Type 1A supernova, catalogued as 2007 ON, in the elliptical galaxy NGC 1404. In an article published in the 14th February issue of Nature magazine, the authors describe that searches of deep optical images taken prior to the discovery of the supernova show no optical evidence of an object at that position. This discovery of a soft X-ray progenitor for 2007 ON provides strong evidence for the accretion model for Type 1A supernovae, but things aren't quite that simple. This sort of model predicts that accretion-powered Type 1A supernovae should only occur in stellar populations younger than about 2 billion years, whereas the stars in NGC 1404 are estimated to be much older, between 6 and 9 billion years. There may be several explanations for this discrepancy. The progenitor could be a lower mass system than was thought, since low mass systems last longer. Or there may have been more recent episodes of star formation in this galaxy, which have just not yet been detected. The surface of Mars has many familiar features similar to those seen on the Earth. In places, there are well-preserved examples which provide strong evidence of water flow at some point in the planet's past, including deltas and alluvial fans. An understanding of how these features formed will help understand the history of the planet. Researchers using the Eurotank, a large sand flume at Utrecht University, have modelled some of the stepped delta features seen on the Martian surface. By simulating canyon systems and water flows seen from orbit, the researchers have shown that the distinctive stepped appearance of some of the Martian deltas are likely to have originated from single events on timescales of tens of years. They estimate that the amount of water required to form these features is similar to that discharged by large rivers here on Earth, such as the Mississippi, and that the water possibly came from sudden discharges from subsurface stores, rather than from rivers. The stepped nature of the deltas, seen in images from Mars taken by the Themis camera, are reproduced in the tank with the steps created by flows of different densities and speeds. The initial flow as the water breaks through a barrier, such as a crater wall, contains a lot of debris and forms a cone-shaped flow. As the flow continues, the canyon walls become less steep and the initial flow is buried beneath a broader fan containing the bulk of the sediment. Further flows lead to more layers and further steps in the resulting deposits. There are still many unanswered questions, however. The authors point out that these results must be compared with the processes required to store and release such large quantities of water, and there are other features on the surface of Mars which appear more likely to be due to precipitation rather than sudden releases from subsurface storage. And finally, asteroid 99942, better known as Apophis, is predicted to pass close to the Earth in 2029, possibly reaching as close as 36,000 kilometres, the height of the orbit of geostationary satellites. There is a very small possibility that it could hit the Earth on a subsequent pass in 2036, although observations have provided evidence that this possibility is actually quite low. The Planetary Society launched a competition to design a spacecraft which is not only capable of carrying out a rendezvous with the asteroid, but also tracking it in order to more accurately define its orbit. The winning entry was designed by SpaceWorks Engineering, an American team based in Atlanta, and is designed to shadow the asteroid for around 300 days. The team hoped to be able to launch their spacecraft in 2012, giving enough time to refine the orbit and allow sufficient time for a mission to be put together to deflect the asteroid, should the mission find that it is on a collision course. For the moment, however, the mission remains just a design.